Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned into the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future, whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started. We've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement Planning Specialist David Pipes is a trusted voice in retirement planning, helping Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between. Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Alongside retirement specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition, a brand new episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm your host, Jim Terabocchia, alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. David will be along in just a moment. Protecting the legacy, smart estate and inheritance planning for the next generation. Today's show is one of the more important conversations that we've ever had because we're talking about legacy planning and estate inheritance planning. You spent decades building wealth, saving, sacrificing, investing, and making smart decisions. But here's the real question. What happens to everything that you built while you're no longer here? Will your family be protected? Will your wealth transfer efficiently? Will taxes, probate, and conflict destroy part of your estate? Or will your legacy continue on for generations? Well, today, we're going to show you how to properly plan and how that can help families avoid costly mistakes, preserve wealth, reduce taxes, and create something far more meaningful than just money. But first, before we get the show started, I want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule your free 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes today. It's a free offering just for listening to this show. Our listeners can meet with us to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business, and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started. All right, let's kick off today's show. The great wealth transfer has begun. Why families are about to lose millions without a plan. Right now, America is entering the largest wealth transfer in history. Trillions of dollars are expected to move from one generation to the next in the coming decades. So here's the scary part. Many families are completely unprepared, unfortunately. Some people believe having a will is enough, and while others think estate planning is only for the ultra wealthy, and many families avoid the conversation altogether because it really feels too uncomfortable. So, David, as someone with your experience in dealing with this heavy topic, first of all, welcome into the show. What exactly is legacy planning? And what's the difference between estate planning and inheritance planning?
Yeah, I'm glad to be here this morning, Jim, for the this is episode 31 now?
Episode 31, and we're glad to have you.
Ah, 31 episodes. This is awesome.
31.
Well, good morning, everyone out there.
We'll jump forward to episode 50 and then episode 100 on the podcast side, of course.
There you go. Well, good morning, everyone. Kind of getting out of church or wherever you're at, driving around this morning on a Sunday morning. We're delighted to be here. Today, we're going to go over a few things. And Jim, I love that you bring up the difference, right? Because I think this is something that we're seeing a lot of now. And I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there are hearing a lot about it, right? How to transition the wealth that you have, right? Or let's just say the assets that you have into a more tax efficient way, or maybe a way where, you know, it is easier and more controlled for, you know, your heirs. Well, first of all, let's go over the difference between the estate and the inheritance, right? So the estate planning side, you're more talking about the trust side, or, you know, where you have those assets at, right? Probate, if it's going to probate, if it's going to a trust, an irrevocable trust, right? Who's controlling the assets when they're pushed out, right? To the heirs, okay? And that's more towards also, this is a part that gets missed on, and this is where I really, really stress everyone to really think about when they're looking at what you're giving to your kids or your grandkids or your nieces or your nephews is, you know, where is this money going and how is it going there, right? Is it going to be efficient? Is it going to be taxable at the time that it is? And what are the lengths of time that it is taxable, right? Now, the other side of things where you're just talking about the inheritance side, okay, the inheritance planning is who it's going to, all right? Well, I've got kid A, kid B, and kid C, okay? So I'm going to be splitting up into maybe 34, 33, 33. Some families do 50-50. You know, it just depends on whether you like your kids or not, right? No. Sometimes it, you know, and I've got a lot of people out there that, you know, might even want to give it to their grandkids. Hey, look, my kids are doing great. I want to give this to my kids. They're, you know, my grandkids are turning 16, 17, 18. This is going to be their funds down the road when if I do pass away. Right. So that's the inheritance side of who I'm going to choose to, who's going to inherit my funds, at what positions that are in, what assets that are being inherited. Okay. But the estate side is what people don't worry about. People always look at that inheritance side where they're like, okay, well, I'm going to give it to this kid. I'm going to give it to this kid. What they're not worried about is how you can control the taxes that come out, right, of that inheritance of the asset. And that's where I think people really, really miss out on. And you listeners out there are probably dealing with this right now, right, where, hey, I've got an IRA or I've got a 401k or qualified assets or retirement plan. These plans were set up for a reason. They're meant for retirement. They're meant for you to take out the money over your lifetime frame. Well, the IRS puts it on the back end, right? Where now the Secure Act says, hey, you've got to take out if you're a non-spouse, right? If you're a kid or if you're, you know, if you're a grandkid or even maybe a niece or a nephew, you now have to take out that money in a certain amount of years. And that money is all taxable. What that does is for the IRS's model is now they are taking advantage of, hey, say, hey, you don't have any control. You have no control over whether you could take the money out next year or in 20 years, okay? You have to take out RMDs in this amount of time of years and take the full amount out at that 10-year mark. Why that's important is because a lot of people work, okay? A lot of people have earned income, right? And if that asset gets big enough, okay, what happens is that tax bracket gets higher. So the IRS is getting more money out of your pocket at the end of the day, or let's just say your inheritance money. Now, I've heard this all the time. Oh, well, they can pay the taxes. It doesn't matter. Listen, if you've got $1 million and you want to give the IRS an extra $200,000, and that's on you, okay? I don't want to give the IRS any more than I have to, right? So for you listeners out there, for people who are thinking to themselves, hey, I've got my plan. I've got my IRA. I've got a beneficiary. That beneficiary means nothing, okay? Because the IRS chooses how you give it out, right? They control how much you take out and how much you date your inheritance needs to take out or your inheritor, right? So you want to really position those assets into the right place, okay? And what I mean by that, there's some clients that I even give, I do some income that comes out slowly to be able to fund another policy or maybe to fund a life insurance plan, okay, for tax-free benefits. Or what's so common now is we're transitioning these funds into maybe a Roth or what else. We're also transitioning into just a regular brokerage account. Yeah. Why that matters is there's called a stepped up cost basis. Okay. And I know I'm getting some crazy words in here, but for you listeners out there, to make it really, really simple for you, okay, it gives you the ability to take an asset, okay, and grow the asset. And then once you pass, that asset does not owed taxes. It steps up to that cost basis of what you actually that asset is worth, right? You buy a piece of real estate at $500,000. It grows to $1 million. You pass away when that asset's worth $1 million. That $500,000 of growth, your inheritor does not have to pay taxes on. It's called a stepped up cost basis. Now, totally different with IRAs. Okay. So this is where the two sides are different. Whether you can control the asset and be able to not give the IRS the money that you know you don't want to give, all right? And if you're out there saying, I don't really care, come on. We all know you. I mean, you want your kids. I'd rather my kids or anybody else to have my money than the IRS, okay? And we can all agree with that.
Well, that leads me to my next question, David. I wonder, and there's a lot of confusing terms that go along with this. There's a lot of small factors that people don't know about that you did a nice job outlining right there. But why do you think so many families fail to plan for these coming events like this? Because it seems
education
like
in general.
Yeah, I was going to say that seems like the main common denominator is that people, when it comes to estate planning and legacy planning, people just fail to plan.
Well, they do. Well, and here's the deal. It's not failing to plan. I don't want to blame it on the people. And for you listeners out there, it's not your fault. It's not your job to know, right? I mean, you pay a lawyer to set up you a trust. You pay a financial advisor to give you advice on financial assets. That's just how things are. it's not your fault. And that's where the world today has to change. And we have, as advisors, have to get better for you out there. And the people out there is to advise better, right? Advise better with a plan to know, hey, if these assets are waiting, and I know a lot of my clients, right, we push on using the assets. But sometimes you have the funds that you need to where you're thinking to yourself, if you're out there and you're thinking, hey, I'm never going to use this amount of money that I have because I don't need it, right? That's exactly where a lot of people are, right? If you have over $1 million and you're thinking to yourself, hey, I only need 50 to 80 grand a year, and then my other income is going to, you know, take care of the rest. That's okay. But learn and tell yourself, hey, the IRS is going to take a lot of this money when it goes out. Why don't I change it into something or efficiently change it into something else that will be available to my kids on a tax-free basis? And that's where a lot of people out there need to understand there are a lot of ways to do that, okay? And I'm doing it with a lot of clients now. And if you need help with this and you're thinking to yourself, hey, I'm in that boat, David, I have a lot of IRA money or I have a lot of 401k money that I'm not going to use, right? That's where we sit down and we go over a plan to maximize the benefits for your kids, okay? Even though you're not going to use it, that's great. Take care of you first, but maximize for the inheritance too, okay? Don't give it to the IRS. No one wants to do that. If you need help with this, this is something that I think a lot of people, you know, call in and ask about that I think that is super important that we don't talk about enough, okay? But again, give us a call. We can go over this together with you. We can make sure that, you know, we're planning the right way for your inheritance and the way that it's controlled. Control it for the kids. Make sure that they're not, you know, in a bad position to where they can't control when the money comes out or how it comes out, even if they don't need it, all right? The number to call, guys, 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Well, we've got a lot of information that we're going to be talking about on today's show when it comes to legacy planning, estate planning. So again, if you have any questions, as David mentioned, pick up the phone, give us a call at 850-565-1705 or visit retirementplanningpipeline.com and schedule that free no-obligation consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes. Coming up later, how values, vision, and planning shape generations. But up next, estate planning mistakes that can absolutely devastate families financially and emotionally, from outdated beneficiaries to improperly titled accounts to tax disasters. These are the costly errors that people don't discover until it's way too late. You're listening to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We're back in a moment.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no-obligation, complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment.
Retirement should feel secure, not uncertain. If market swings have you feeling uneasy, you've probably heard about annuities. But what aren't they telling you? You deserve the full story. That's why we created a free guide that explains the good, the bad, and yes, even the fine print. Inside, you'll learn how annuities can create guaranteed lifetime income, what fees and surrender charges may apply, how the different types of annuities really work, and whether an annuity makes sense for you. It's clear, straightforward information so you can make a confident decision. Call AmeriLife now to get your free guide to annuities, the good, the bad, and the fine print. Call 866-554-9546. That's 866-554-9546.
Silex annuities contain withdrawal charges, interest and bonus recovery, and market value adjustments that may apply to withdrawals made during the withdrawal charge period. Silex annuities are products of the insurance industry and not guaranteed by any bank nor insured by FDIC or NCUA, NCUSIF. Not a deposit, not insured by federal government agency. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Restrictions apply. May only be offered by a licensed agent.
When it comes to retirement planning, focus more on income than building a big nest egg. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. It may sound counterintuitive, but that big nest egg number you probably have in your head means a lot less than the income you'll have each month in retirement.
The math has all changed here, but the bottom line is time is your superpower. Save as much as you can.
NBC News senior business correspondent Christine Romans recently said on the Today Show that you should not just rely on Social Security in your retirement years.
Social Security alone is not likely to support you in the manner to which you are accustomed, right? You want to wait as long as possible to get that. Maybe 70. If you wait till you're 70 to collect Social Security, you'll get the biggest check.
And she says contribute to your retirement accounts early and often.
So this is from Fidelity. They say at age 30, you should have one time your salary in a retirement account when you're 30. So think about what your salary is at age 30, and that's how much you should have in your retirement account. By 50, it should be 6. This is where I start to freak out, because I know a lot of people can't and don't do this. By age 67, it should be 10 times.
A personal pension using a fixed indexed annuity is also a great option for many pre-retirees and retirees to consider. It offers protection from market volatility and a guaranteed stream of income that will last the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Having a big nest egg may sound nice, but focusing more on income will set you up for success in your golden years. So, do you know where your paychecks and playchecks will come from each month when you leave the workforce? That's a key question to consider as you plan for what's ahead. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend on WCOA News Talk 104.9. Our show every weekend, Sundays at 10 a.m. So be sure to tune in. And as we dive back into today's show, a reminder, if you like the content we're providing, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Hey, if you're concerned about Social Security, we understand that many of you are worried about the future cuts to Social Security affecting your retirement. We do want to provide you with a Social Security maximization plan customized with you and your spouse's benefit information. So give us a call at 850-565-1705, or you can contact us on the website at retirementplanningpipeline.com to take advantage of this complimentary offer today. And again, we love hearing from our listeners. All right, we're talking today about the estate planning mistakes that destroy families and the legal, tax, and emotional errors most people never see coming. Let's talk about that here in this segment. Most estate problems don't happen because people had bad intentions. They happen because people just procrastinated, or they never updated documents, or even assumed their family would just figure it out. Everybody always loves that. Yeah, they'll figure it out. Well, no, they won't. Unfortunately, small mistakes in estate planning can create massive consequences. So, David, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you have seen and are currently seeing people making when it comes to estate planning?
Yeah, I think that now that we get into the big baby boomer generation, where we're getting this wealth generation that comes up with all these 401ks and IRAs and these qualified funds, they're not converting into, you know, the non-taxable assets when inherited. And I think that's the biggest problem. And we're seeing it because a lot of people have saved all they can and they've maxed out their 401ks. Now they're retiring maybe with a pension, or maybe with, you know, taking money out of their savings accounts. And then all of a sudden you have all this money that's taxable at death. And that's the big problem. And if you're out there, listeners out there, and you're thinking to yourself, how do I avoid this? There are plenty of ways to avoid this, okay? But no one talks about it. No one educates you on it. And that's why I'm here. And that's why a lot of the times I think it's so important to bring it up. And, you know, it's not a fun topic. I don't want to sit down and say, hey, when you die, this is what's going to happen, you know? But it is a legacy plan, and it needs to be there, right? I mean, you know, the beneficiaries are one thing, but converting it into assets if you're not going to use it is a big deal. Now, if you're going to use it and you're going to spend it down, and, you know, that's a whole other topic. We can pull out income and maximize your income on it. But if you're not using your 401k or IRA, do not leave it in there. The IRS takes out RMDs for a reason, okay? They do the same thing when you die. They're going to control the funds either way. Make sure that your heirs can inherit it and use it the way they want to, and control when they want to take the money out, right? When they want to sell an asset, right? When they want to sell a stock. These kind of things are what happens and really ruins, right, plans down the road. I mean, you think about it, $2 million portfolio that's mainly in IRAs and 401ks, and they have to take it out in a matter of 10 years alone. Okay. That 10th year, they take out RMDs and they say they've got $1 million left. That $1 million, right, at 35%. I mean, come on, you can see it. $350,000 goes to the IRS instead of saving maybe $200,000 of that. This is where the big topic is right now. And if you're out there and you've got this problem, which I'm sure a lot of you do, call for the help. Okay. Pick up the phone, sit down, understand this stuff. Even if you think you have it covered, take a second opinion, take a second look at it. I'm sure there's some stuff on there that you really quite didn't get yet, and that I can make a lot easier for you and simpler and break down so that when you pass it on to your heirs, there's no worry. All right. And they can control when they want to take that money, and the IRS doesn't take advantage of you. Give me a call at 850-565-1705. 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Well, that's the second segment in a row that you've mentioned the IRS taking more money than you're allowing them to, of course. But when you talk about that, I'm thinking, and again, it was kind of the intro to this segment. Maybe you're procrastinating a little bit. So let me ask you this. How often should estate documents be reviewed?
Shoot, every year, I would say. And the reason why is because things change, right? And I know a lot of people love trust, and trusts are great to have control of the assets. But if you have the assets put in the right place, you don't really need a trust a lot of times, unless you have, you know, a crap ton of real estate and you're like, hey, I want to divvy this up between a certain amount of people and I want to give it out to, you know, I just with assets, and especially in the market, you can transition those assets without having a lot of worrisome. You can change a beneficiary in a day, right? So it's a lot different than going to have a whole trust written up and then pay the fee for it and all that 9 yards. Now, people with a lot of real estate, I would definitely recommend, you know, going to get a trust from a lawyer and getting that set up. But when it comes to assets, I mean, things are pretty easy to avoid probate. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I will say is that when you have those assets, you have to know what's taxable and what's not, right? And what control, and I say this word all the time, and I'm saying it over and over again for all you listeners out there, control. Control is the number one thing you should be worried about if anything happens to you. And honestly, right now, it's even more of a topic, because you want control over your money. You want control over where it's going to be, how it's going to work for you, how much income you can create, how much cash flow you can distribute. All these things matter to you. Why wouldn't they matter when you pass?
Right.
Right. So no one likes to talk about, hey, you know, when you pass, this happens, right? Do it now. Do it. I mean, don't procrastinate on it. It's not a hard topic. And I think that whether you can use it or whether you put it away, there are plenty of ways to be able to maximize for your heirs and maximize for yourself. Sure. I mean, sometimes I even tell clients that, and they're like, oh, I can spend a little bit more than I thought. And I think that right there just shows you, like, the corporations in the world today, they don't want you to know how to benefit you. They only care about themselves. They only care. I mean, and it's hard to talk to you listeners out there to say that to you, because it you know, you're probably nodding your head right now thinking, David, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. There, no one's out there for you. And I know motivational speech, you know, speech guys say this all the time. It's like, you know, you got to work hard. You got to do this. There's no one that's going to do it for you. That's how it is in life. That's how it is in the financial world. Now, of course, you've got financial advisors like myself that can help out with those things. Sadly, the majority of assets nowadays aren't with us, right? They're with, you know, 401k companies. They're with real estate investments. They're with IRA companies or Charles Schwab or whoever it is, whatever brokerage out there that has the funds, right? You know, you're not looking at a specific advisor for you. And that's what I think I take pride in the most is being able to really, you know, have a solo plan for you, and an individualized plan, whether you want to give it to the kids, whether you don't, whether you want to use it, right? Plan for that, right? Yeah. Don't just, you know, not have the plan in place and then not give it to the kids, but also not use it. You're not helping anybody, right? So I feel like a lot of these, the cloudy mindset, right? It comes from just, you know, uneducated, you know, you're not. And I think that education is something that everyone needs in finances. I mean, I had one of the managers of an office come up to me the other day and say, hey, David, I need your help with this 529 plan. And I'm like, okay, yeah. She shows me this. I don't know what the heck these are, David. And they were just mutual. I mean, it's hard, right, for everyone out there to understand these things. And it's very easy to get manipulated. It just is, right, especially with the financial world. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to make a clarity, here to make things not foggy and easier, and just an easier transition either to the kids or for you. Either way, to plan individually is one of the most important things that no one does. So again, guys, you can give me a call. It goes right to my cell phone number. The number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
When you talk about the corporations not caring about you, the IRS doesn't care about you either. They want to take as much money as they possibly can, right?
I mean, I think everyone on here, I think they know. I mean, if you're listening to whether the podcast or you're listening live, you guys know. I mean, it's not easy, you know, and the problem is you go through so many, you know, do I do this? Do I do that? Do I do this? But math doesn't lie. And I bring that up every single appointment that I'm ever on with anybody. If I can do the numbers and it can make sense to benefit you rather than the IRS, we're going to do it every single time,
sure.
Right? It's got to be for the client, for the client's best interest, not for anyone else's.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyway, so as we talk today about estate planning, legacy planning, at times it can be very messy. So a reminder, reach out to us today. Get started on your own assessment. Just visit retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-565-1705 for that no obligation consultation. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
May is Military Appreciation Month, a time to honor the men and women who serve and have served our great nation. And while we honor those associated with the military, members and veterans are fighting a different battle, finances and purpose. I'm Jim Tarabocchia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. For many who leave the military, the biggest challenge isn't just money, it's finding purpose in a new civilian world. After years of mission-driven service with tight-knit camaraderie, the transition can feel like losing your compass. Veterans often speak of searching for that same sense of meaning. Brian O'Connor, co-founder of Veteran Enhanced Technology Solutions, explained at a recent TED Talk where to start that search.
Once you have your identity, you can then begin searching for purpose. We chose to focus on identity, purpose, and belonging, and do so through a routine of familiarity. We considered, what did we do in the military that made us feel bonded?
Financial stability plays a key role in the search for purpose. With a solid financial foundation, veterans gain the freedom to chase meaningful work instead of just any paycheck. Fortunately, several powerful financial vehicles are available specifically for former service members. The VA Home Loan Program stands out, offering the chance to buy a home with no down payment and no private mortgage insurance. Many also tap the GI Bill to invest in education or training that aligns with a new purpose-driven path. For those drawn to entrepreneurship, the VA and Small Business Administration offer support for veteran-owned businesses, including special loan programs and certifications that open doors to federal contracts. Veterans can continue growing retirement savings through the Military Savings Deposit Program, and as CNBC Sharon Epperson reiterates, don't forget about the Thrift Savings Plan.
It's a low-cost version of a 401k that's open to all service members. Choose a traditional TSP or Roth TSP, which will allow you to make tax-free withdrawals in retirement.
So whether you're still in uniform or years into civilian life, May is a good reminder the best way to honor service is to make sure those who served are set up for financial success and purpose long after they take off the uniform. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Tarabocchia.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. If you've missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or whichever platform you enjoy your podcasts. All right, stay with us because coming up, building a legacy that actually lasts. Right now, it's time to unveil this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our financial wisdom quote of the week comes to us from statesman and former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Winston Churchill. And Churchill said, quote, "Let's advance our worrying, become advanced thinking and planning." Tying in with today's topic of estate legacy planning. And our thanks to Winston Churchill for providing us with this week's financial wisdom quote of the week. And if you like the content we're providing, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Continuing on with the show, how to create a tax-efficient inheritance, strategies to help your heirs keep more of what you've built. One of the biggest shocks families experience about inheriting wealth is discovering how much they can potentially disappear in taxes or poor planning or even inefficient distribution strategies. Well, the good news is with proactive planning, there may be ways to create a far more tax-efficient legacy. David, how are inherited IRAs taxed?
Yeah, and that's inherited IRAs can be taxed in different ways now, especially. You know, and I think with the Secure Act coming up, and it really gives the control to the IRS on what you have to do, right? RMDs are have to be a thing. Okay. So, you know, you inherit an IRA, you have to take RMDs out for those 10 years and that 10-year roll until that 10th year comes out. Once that 10th year hits, you have to take it all out. Okay. There's efficient ways to do this. I'm doing it right now with like 5 or 6 clients as we speak this month. And I think that when people need to realize is you need to look at tax brackets, you know, you need to look at where you're at federally, especially in Florida, and you need to understand that stepping up from that 12 to 22 or the 24 to 32 can be a big, big, big step, right? Because a lot of people are in that 12 to 22, 24 range. You can start getting into that 32, 34, you know, things just, you're giving the IRS a lot more money. When you take it out all at once, that's when it really hurts you, right? And the distribution part of it is super, super important. For anyone out there that's, you know, if you're taking money out of your IRA, and if you're maybe thinking about taking money out of your 401k or your 403b or your retirement plan, or converting it into a pension, whatever you're doing, that's when you need to meet me. Okay. This is when things get tricky. People and corporations can take advantage of you. You know, this is a big, big process. Okay. And it can make or break your portfolio. It really, really can. So again, if you're taking money out or thinking about taking money out for retirement, which you should, there are plans. Okay. There are efficient ways to do this. Do not just do it yourself, or do not just have someone tell you how to do it, or the corporation that you're calling or asking for money. Do not do it like that. Okay. Have a set plan. Do this the right way. This is how many, many people get taken advantage of, and how the IRS makes more money, right, on these qualified assets than you think, especially the inherited IRAs. Okay. Taking it all out at once or taking it out each year. You don't know where your bracket is. You don't know how it's going to affect you. You don't know where the stock market is. There's just a lot of things that go into that. Okay. So if this is where you're at with either inherited IRAs or IRAs and 401ks, and you're thinking about taking money out, or you're even, hey, I need money for retirement, right? Or I'm going to use these assets for something. Please call me. Okay. The number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
You mentioned in there the Secure Act. I want to ask you, what changed with the Secure Act as it relates to estate planning?
Yeah, so back before the Secure Act was here, you could actually take the inherited IRA and just take RMDs for lifetime, okay? Now you can't do that as a 10-year rule. So that's the biggest part. For the IRS to control and say, hey, you have to take this money out in 10 years. I mean, think about it. If you're 50 years old and you've got to take it by the time you're 60, that money could have been growing until you're, you know, 65, 70, 75. And guess what? You could have had a retirement. Now they're making you take it out, which means higher tax brackets, okay, less control over where your money's at. There are ways to be able to transition these assets into other things that could help you refurbish some of that. But that's where we have to sit down and look at this and actually plan it, right? When the person passed away, because nowadays you don't have the luxury that you did back when someone passed away in 2018 and 2019, right? Now you have to take it out in 10 years. Okay. So now the IRS is literally giving you no control over anything, right? That's a big problem right now. So inherited IRAs, whether you are going to be passing down an IRA, right, or whether you just inherited an IRA, these are big, big topics where if you do it the right way, you can work it out for you and not for the IRS, right? And I think that my biggest thing to anybody out there that is, you know, even thinking about taking out money from an IRA, inherited or not, you need to be able to set something up to understand, hey, you know, how can I most benefit myself and my own portfolio in my own tax brackets, rather than, hey, let me just dump an extra $100,000 for the IRS when I could use that $100,000 for income for 2 years of my life, right? So these things come up more than often. And if you're out there and this is a question, again, you know, please give us a call. Give me a call. It's to go straight to my cell phone number. I can answer even, you know, if it's a question on the phone, or if it's, hey, let's set an appointment. I need you to look at my portfolio, whatever it is, right? It's just make it simple for yourself. At least get a second opinion. At least go sit down and go over this stuff, because it can be very, very complicated, and it could really ruin, right, the assets in the portfolio inside. So again, that number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
You know, true legacy planning isn't just about money. It's about values, wisdom, family leadership, and creating something that lasts beyond your lifetime. So if anything that we've shared on this week's show makes sense to you and you could use some help with a free no-obligation retirement consultation, don't hesitate to give us a call. We do this show to bring important information to people like you, and we love meeting our listeners. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-565-1705. For your personalized confidence checkup. Coming up next, going beyond money and building a legacy that actually lasts. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your retirement questions deserve real answers. Call 850-565-1705 to schedule your free, no obligation consultation today.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous.
So you know where you are now and where you want to be in retirement. So how do you plan to get there? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife.
Do you have any other questions for me, counselor?
There are a lot of questions to ask yourself when you start your retirement plan. Questions like, when should I retire? How much money will I need? When should I claim Social Security? What about healthcare costs and taxes in retirement? This complicated puzzle means you're probably going to need some help coming up with a smart retirement plan.
If you want to retire successfully, you really need to plan early. You know, inspect what you expect and get prepared. Putting a plan in place now while you're still working is a great idea.
Ford Stokes is founder and president of Active Wealth Management. Once you find a financial professional you want to work with, they can help you answer all the questions you may have.
Back to what Warren Buffett said, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you're going to work until you die. So we need to do everything we can to figure out a way to make money while we're sleeping. We talk about this human capital versus actual capital. When you're young, you have a lot of human capital. You've got a lot of capital left in your career, right? But at the same time, a lot of people that are older, let's say you're 65, 70 years old, you don't have a lot of human capital left, but you should have a lot of capital that is making money while you sleep. And if you don't, then you didn't make the right decisions.
There are also some retirement costs you may not have considered yet. Long-term care, for example. Did you know it's not covered by Medicare? What about home renovations? If you decide to stay in your home instead of moving into a facility, your home might need some updates to ensure you're safe and comfortable. And those are just the tip of the iceberg. So, do you have a fiduciary financial advisor or professional to help you wade through the complicated retirement planning process? That is a key question to consider if you want to make the most of your hard-earned money. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Welcome back inside the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Jim Taraboka here alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend on whichever platform of your choosing. Final segment of today's show, Beyond Money, Building a Legacy That Actually Lasts, How Values, Vision, and Planning Shape Generations. And at some point, every family discovers an important truth. Money alone does not hold families together. In fact, inherited wealth without preparation can sometimes do more harm than good. The families that create lasting legacies usually pass down far more than financial assets. They pass down values, purpose, wisdom, and responsibility, and a vision for future generations. So let's talk about what it truly means, David, to leave a legacy. What separates families that sustain wealth from those that actually lose it?
And this topic, I think, hits people hard. And, you know, I promise I'm only doing one episode on this because I don't like to talk about it either, okay? But leaving a legacy and making sure that the assets are compounding in the most efficient way possible for your kids, it's just more important than you know, okay? You know, I've had clients that have had $4 to $5 million, didn't do it the right way, and ended up giving the IRS an extra, you know, $600,000, okay? Will they take it back? Obviously they would, right? But you can't you can't go back. You can only, you know, you can only go forward. So the fact that people sometimes say, well, I don't need to plan it now, or, you know, and it's like, yeah, but do you really want that time where you have to say, well, I wish I did do something at that time? And you just don't, you don't want it there. Okay. I've seen people, I've had clients that have been in that same position, and it's just not a fun topic to go over with them, because I have to say, hey, if we did this, we, you know, if you would have came to me earlier, right, things would have been different. And sad enough to say, you know, that doesn't happen a lot of the times. If there's anything that I can push for and make sure all of, you know, anybody out there listening, that all you listeners can really grasp today, is get it taken care of, okay? Whether you trust your guy or not, whether you want to call me or not, okay, just know that it is a big deal. And the reason why is because the IRS is now creating laws about it. So if it's, if that doesn't show you that it's not a big deal, then I don't know what you need more from that. Okay. The fact that they just said, hey, if you pass after 2020, guess what? We're going to start giving you a 10-year rule. They do that for a reason. I mean, you know, they do it to, so that you can't take advantage of it. Right. So now it's in their advantage. So you have to make sure that you're doing it the right way for your family and leaving a legacy the right way. Okay. The other thing is also is, you know, to be able to compound on those assets is more important than anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. 5% of $1 million is not 5% of $100,000, right? You're looking at a huge increase. So when you have the assets and you have the money to build, that's where you can really, really thrive. Mm-hmm. And the legacy becomes even a bigger legacy, because, you know, you take $1 million and you double it, that's 2 million, right? You made $1 million in profit, right? You take $100,000 and you double it, the same portfolio, it's only $100,000, okay? So you're looking at, you know, it's insane. It's 1,000% difference growth, okay? When you have the money and then you don't let your money sit there, okay? Don't let it sit in the bank account. Don't let it sit in your savings account. If you're not using it, invest it, okay? We can invest it in so many different things. You don't have to invest in the stock market, okay? But invest your money. I've walked across people who are leaving $1 million in their savings in a money market account. I'm like, what are you doing? Right? Yeah. The opportunity cost of you literally putting it in there is through the roof, okay? The market last year did what? 20-something percent. I mean, you can see it, right? I mean, you know, sometimes you think to yourself, if I'm being safe, that's fine. The only way you should be safe is if you actually need the money in short term. No one's going to need $1 million, okay? And you're going to live the lifestyle. You got your house paid off. You have no debt. You're not going to need $1 million in the next two or three months. I mean, you know, so leave the legacy. Make sure it's working for you, but make sure it's also, you know, compounding and building that legacy. I can't say it enough, right? And if you need to take money out, great, but take the earnings out. Why are we leaving it stagnant? You know, oh, I make 4% off a CD. I make 40 grand a year. Yeah, that $1 million, sorry to tell you, isn't going to be worth crap in 5 years. Mm-hmm. Or 10 years or 15 years. $1 million is going to be nothing. And now to be honest with you, nowadays, $1 million in retirement isn't anything. You know, I mean, I walk across it every single day. So, you know, and back in the day, it was $1 million was a huge thing. You know, I'm a millionaire, you know, but it's just not, inflation eats away at your money and it doesn't get any better. And the IRS eats away at your money and your earnings. So, you know, you want to be able to plan and maximize your plan for your legacy and the benefits for you and your estate and your kids and your grandkids, right? And maybe the great grandkids. Okay. But in order to do that, you have to maximize on your compound of returns. And the math doesn't lie, right? You know, you compound that percentage for a certain amount of years, you're going to see the growth difference from just leaving some money in a CD or maybe an IRA money market or a cash account. Right? 3 or 4%. I mean, you're not doing anything for yourself except maybe slashing a little bit of inflation, you know, and then all of a sudden now you got to pay taxes on that when it comes out anyway. So it's like, what's the difference? Right? The biggest part for this and for all your listeners out there, take advantage of what you have. Take advantage of the funds that can make money, right? There's a reason why Elon Musk and Warren Buffett and everyone else became millionaires and billionaires at a certain point of time. It took them time. Why did it take the short amount of time, okay, at the end? Why are they growing so much now? Because they have money, okay? Money makes money. You can't sit there and say, hey, I got $1 million and I'm not going to spend it. You know, no, take the $1 million and then compound, maximize, right? Turn that million into 2 million. Then turn that 2 million to four. Turn that 4 million into eight. 8 million to 16. 16 to 32. You see the difference, right? When you're compounding and you're doubling as it goes, it's totally different from just saying, okay, 5%. Okay, 5%. Okay, 5%. It's just, it's not the same thing. Okay. So for any of you out there that maybe have some money and you're not using it, okay, and it's maybe for the legacy, or it's like, I want to give it to my kids. It should not just be in a savings or a CD or bonds. I mean, come on, you know, compound on what you got. Maybe buy some real estate if you want to, okay, or put it in the market, right? I mean, you know, there's always opportunity in the market, but you have to be able to understand that anything is better than just leaving your assets stable and not creating any wealth and not compounding for either your heirs or for yourself. And that's one of my biggest things.
You know, David, and you know, it's funny you mentioned how $1 million in retirement really isn't all that much anymore. I still hear the older generation, and I'm sure, again, I'm talking to a lot of people that are in our listening audience here, but I still hear that older generation giving their kids advice, their younger kids advice about how you might have $1 million by the time you hit retirement, and that's great. Well, not so much, because you mentioned there, of course, with inflation eating away at that and all of the other financial factors. As we wrap up today's show, though, I want to ask you a question. You mentioned the 10-year rule there when it comes to estate and legacy planning. What exactly is the 10-year rule?
Yeah, so that 10-year rule, and again, anyone who is inheriting an IRA that is non-spousal, and or if you're, you know, maybe you're going to inherit it to your kids. Okay, listen closely. The IRS is going to give you a 10-year rule to take out all that money. And what that means is all that money's taxable. So by the 10th year, after you have RMDs for the first, you know, 9 years, you got a full lump sum that you got to take out. Okay, period. It didn't used to be like this. Okay, so now that, let's say that, like I said earlier, that $1 million. Okay, you inherited your kids, big 401k. I made money. My kids get it. Yeah, great. Okay, well, now the $1 million stays $1 million and it pays out the RMDs. And let's say the $1 million is $1 million in 10 years.
Okay.
When that $1 million comes out, okay, that's in the what? The 37% bracket, 35% bracket, 32% bracket. You're paying $300,000+ to the IRS. It's absolutely insane. Don't let that eat you up. Don't let that happen. Take advantage, take control of what your money is and where your heirs are getting it from and how the assets are displayed and how that cash flow is coming in, because it's your money. It's not the IRS's. Okay, so make sure that you're taking control of that. And I push this towards every single client that I ever meet with. Having control of your money and having control of it in every stage of the process is the most important thing. Again, if this is something that you've been looking at, or you know, you don't have control of your money, or you don't know where it is, or you have questions about it, sit down and meet with me. I can easily help you out, or I can answer some questions on the phone. That number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Well, people spend decades building wealth, but retirement confidence often comes from creating strategy that's designed to preserve flexibility, reduce surprises, and help families keep more of what they've earned. So if today's conversation raised questions about taxes, retirement income, or protecting your financial future, now is the time to start planning proactively rather than reactively. Whether you're 5 years from retirement or already retired, having a coordinated retirement strategy, a coordinated plan when it comes to estate planning, that'll help create much greater clarity and confidence along the way. And as we always say, we love hearing from our listeners. If you have any questions, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. Let's chat. Give David a call, 850-565-1705, or visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show, don't forget to subscribe to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline on YouTube for clips and special content as well. And as always, thanks for listening. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialist David Pipes has the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg.
Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts. Not affiliated with the United States government, AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information. Charles David Pipes and Stephen Zarek are individually licensed and appointed agents. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV-2A, Item 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Brookstone. Indexed or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract.
Well, hearing, of course, is important for everybody, but, you know, for first responders, it can mean the difference between life and death. And there are a lot of weeks and this entire month, this month, that make us think of our first responders. May is Wildlife Preparedness Month. We've also got National Police Week, National EMS Week this month as well. And here to talk about how important hearing is for those who are first responders and others as well is Dr. Ryan Potter, who is Vice President of Audiology for Hearing Life. Ryan, thanks so much for being here. Really do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me now. Appreciate it.
Well, so talk about that. I mean, you know, what does the data show about hearing loss among those, first of all, who are first responders?
Yeah, I've seen so many responders over the years myself. And, you know, it's something we probably don't think about often, but there's a really high prevalence of hearing loss for first responders. So as many as 80% of long-term law enforcement, 40% of firefighters, and 45% of EMS providers are suffering from hearing loss as a result of that noise exposure that they experience at work each day.
Yeah, and really, it is crucial for them, as I kind of mentioned in the beginning here, you know, obviously being able to hear things, you know, in those emergency situations and be able to distinguish between, you know, what might be near and far, what might be, you know, like it's just crucial no matter what line of work you're in, right, as a first responder.
Yeah, for sure. And for anybody who has hearing loss, you know, one of the things that starts happening is you're losing detail out of conversation. You're not getting clarity. And so when that occurs, you start working really hard to piece together the conversation and kind of fill in the blanks in your mind. And that takes time to do that. And, you know, time is not something that a first responder has. They're trying to work very quickly. And so, you know, that's not putting somebody in a good position to be able to do the really important work they need to do when they're, you know, sitting there just trying to figure out what someone said.
Yeah. Now you talked about sort of the first signs of, you know, hearing loss there, you know, loss of clarity and all of that. What are some things that, first of all, first responders can do to protect their hearing, make sure that they you know, make that last as long as humanly possible?
For sure. So obviously when a first responder is at work, hearing protection is generally not an option. But I would say recreationally outside of work, if someone has hobbies that they're doing, you know, maybe they're a woodworker or they're, you know, using power equipment, they want to use hearing protection in those scenarios. You know, for our law enforcement, our police officers, if they're doing target practice, you know, making sure you're utilizing hearing protection when you're in those environments that are outside of work, really important. And then I think just being really proactive, you know, getting a baseline hearing evaluation, knowing where you're at, being aware of that is really critical.
Yeah. And of course, as I was mentioning to you just before we went on here, you know, most of our audience is, you know, retirees and pre-retirees. And, you know, what are just maybe some generalized tips that you could give for folks who are, I know that my mom falls into this category as someone who, you know, every once in a while she'll say, now, why are you talking about that? And it's something that sounds a little bit like what we were saying, but not really, you know. And so I know kind of what that is like from hearing that happen to my mom. But what are some general rules that folks can maybe follow, some guidelines to protect their hearing if they're not, you know, a first responder?
Yeah. So I think anytime you're in an environment where you have some prolonged noise exposure, you know, the correlation is that the louder the noise, the less time you can be in that environment before the noise can start to cause damage. And so if you're questioning it, I think using hearing protection, it's also really important, again, to be proactive. So, you know, anybody that is 60 or over, they should be getting a baseline hearing evaluation done. And at Hearing Life, you know, we support that with offering a complimentary hearing assessment for everyone. And if hearing loss is identified in that, then you should move on to having annual hearing evaluations done. If you don't find that you have hearing loss with that baseline at age 60, then, you know, every few years, you're just kind of getting a recheck and making sure that everything is staying good.
Yeah, well, very good. And one thing too, that I always I love to hear is, you know, when folks dedicate their life to something, you know, why or what sort of inspired them to do that? What inspired you to sort of dedicate your life to those with hearing loss?
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about first responders today, and I think this is probably something that I share with a lot of people that became first responders. I just really wanted to do something to help people and help make a difference in their lives. And, you know, a career in audiology has definitely allowed me to do that. Had a unique experience. You know, it was probably, I would say, maybe my first, second year of practicing right out of school. I met a friend and she had hearing loss, and she had it for most of her life. She sought out treatment when she was in her 20s and she didn't have a great experience. It wasn't successful. And so by the time I met her, she had really struggled through life for like 15 years of just trying to deal with the hearing loss, trying to figure out how to make things work while having the hearing loss. And fortunately, I was able to fit her with hearing aids and it was life changing for her. I got to see that firsthand. And, you know, for me, that really shaped the rest of my career, that, you know, I was on a mission to make sure that didn't happen to anybody else. And that if somebody needed help, they got the help they needed and really got the proper treatment. And so that's been my personal goal, and that's our mission at Hearing Life as well.
Well, that's wonderful, and I can imagine just like seeing that look on your friend's face there was amazing. And yeah, that's great. Well, Ryan, just about time for us to wrap up here, but if our listeners and viewers are interested in going somewhere to learn more about their hearing health or about Hearing Life in general, where can they go for that information?
Yeah. So if you find yourself saying, I think maybe that's me, or hey, I'm 60 and I haven't gotten that baseline yet, you can go to hearinglife.com and learn more information. You can find a Hearing Life location near you, and it's super easy. You can even go ahead and schedule that complimentary hearing evaluation for yourself. We've also got some information on there for our first responders. We're offering an ongoing promotion, an additional 10% discount that's stackable on top of our normal promotions for first responders for hearing devices. We really want to support them in just being able to continue to do the amazing and important work that they're doing each day.
Yes, absolutely. And our thanks to those who put their lives on the line for us each and every day. Well, Dr. Ryan Potter is the Vice President of Audiology for Hearing Life. Ryan, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to feel overwhelming. That's where Retirement Planning Pipeline comes in.
David Pipes and Steve Zarek help pre-retirees and retirees build smart, dependable retirement strategies. From income planning and annuities to life insurance, healthcare, and tax-saving Roth conversions. Whether you're already retired, getting close, or a business owner planning ahead, they'll help you turn uncertainty into confidence. Call 580-565-1705 or visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. Retirement Planning Pipeline, connecting all the pieces of your retirement.